If there was ever an Oscar awarded for most ineffective attempt at nonchalance, my aunt and uncle would be guests of honour at Elton John's winner's after-party. They stood rigidly by the kitchen sink, identikit fixed grins across their faces. "Cup of tea?" Auntie Mags asked, her voice almost squeaking as she battled the excitement evident in every syllable of her body language. I tried to answer as calmly as I could. "Yes, please. Just what I need after my ride. Everything good with you, Uncle Dad?" My uncle was even worse, fidgeting like a coiled spring about to unravel. "Oh, fine, Bab, just peachy." "You are rubbish at waiting, aren't you?" I laughed, as my aunt and uncle rushed to the table and pushed a brown A4 envelope towards me. Clasping her hands to her chin, Auntie Mags fixed me with her gaze. "Are you ready?" "I think so." Holding the envelope in front of me, I realised my hands were shaking. I made a conscious effort to slow my breathing, ignoring the insistent flutter of my pulse, and turned the envelope over to break its seal. "Please let this be him." Uncle Dudley wrapped a nervous arm around my aunt. So much hope and love were mixed in their encouraging smiles that I had to close my eyes for a second to push the mass of emotion away. My fingers clumsy with impatience, I pulled back the envelope flap, the salt and vinegar scent of brown paper rising to my nostrils as I did so. I felt the cool glossiness of photo paper and I slowly pulled the picture out, its white reverse appearing first. "Here goes,"